my fire, the one desire. Believe when I say I want it that way. But we are two worlds apart.
Welcome to the Bombtastic Podcast. I'm here with Chris Spring.
Hey.
Also known as Chris Spring Live on Instagram.
True. That is
me. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be back. I'm a second timer.
Yeah, you were on the episode Chrispiracies.
Chrispiracies, which I think was a perfect name, by the way.
Yeah.
I'm back to tell more stories and embarrass myself.
Did you get any new ones since? It's been like over a year, I think.
Oh, the conspiracies?
Yeah.
I've heard a couple, but now all my conspiracies are more local. And they're all like job related. They're all like, you hear like, because I work for the postal service, so I hear a lot of shenanigans going on there, and how we're purposely delaying mail and stuff like that. Which, you know, who knows? These are all rumors, but they've turned more into rumors than conspiracies.
What do you do at the post? The postal service.
Oh, I do like the pushing and the pulling, they call it, is a mail handler. So basically I'll drive like a forklift around all day and hide from the bosses and take like 10 breaks. Simple stuff like that, you know.
Did you know that I worked at a postal like warehouse for like 2 days?
No, I did not know that.
I did.
Why 2 days?
I didn't like it. There was no sunshine, no windows.
That is true. we have like windows, skylights, but they're all blacked out. So it's like, you know, it's like a tease. It's like that could be a window. Like I know there's sunshine on the other side of that, but we never see it.
Did they black it out because it was like another thing before, like another company?
Oh, the one that I'm at right now, I think it was. Like I think they all come standard like that. But they did it, so I don't know, maybe like a, because I'm in Vegas, so maybe it was like a casino thing where they like, you know, they don't let any light in. They don't want us to know what time it is. So don't ask too many questions. Probably. I don't know. Probably. Maybe I just made that conspiracy up. I don't know. Maybe.
I just remember for like 2 days, I had like the worst paper cuts ever.
Oh, that's funny. So you actually held like the mail and stuff like that.
I held the mail. I put them in order. And then I actually, like, it was kind of fun. They showed me, like, a machine where, like, there's, like, a little paintbrush and it glues the envelope together.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then you get to, like, I don't know. You just, like, make sure the address is in the right spot.
That sounds like a whole lot more organized than the way we have it, for sure. Like, we don't even have those kinds of tools. Like, I don't even get a discount for stamps. I don't know if you knew that, but
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. It's like, wow, we don't even get like that. Like, no glue, nothing.
Yeah, it was just like a little machine and like the paintbrush glued it down. And then we just have to make sure the address is in the right spot and put it in order. And they said I was really good, but
you were like, that's it. I can't do this anymore.
I was like, this yeah, I can't, and I just never called them back.
Oh well, okay, that's.
Or told them.
So they're still expecting you. They're waiting for you to.
Yeah, they've been waiting for me for like 15 years.
Oh, like any day now, she'll be back.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, you know, it's fine. It's cool. It's my cool day job, I guess.
No, like, I bet you're, no, what you're doing sounds way better than what I was doing.
No, well, I mean, I will admit I get to move around within the back. So, like, whenever people are like, I know my mail's got to be back there. Like, I'm back there with their mail. Like, probably, like, looking for it. And not finding it.
I remember the people on the forklift. Is it forklift?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. They looked really cool.
It does look cool, I'm not gonna lie. It feels like a like your own mini little spaceship, but with like with a big old fork on it. Yeah. Almost like, yeah.
Or I like two to, spears. Like, I wanted to talk to them, but I wasn't there long enough to talk. So, yeah, I just like, it's like, okay, bye.
Maybe if they had a forklift at the postal facility you were at, maybe you would have stayed longer.
Maybe.
I could see you driving a forklift. You think you could do heavy machinery?
I actually was just on like this heavy machinery and it was actually really fun. It was like a... You know those the playgrounds when you're like a kid and you like scoop up sand?
Yeah, yes.
What are those machines called?
I know it's some sort of lift.
Like a dump truck? No, not dump truck.
It's probably like a variation of a dump truck.
But that's what I was doing.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. We had all kinds of toy. Like, that was the toy, standard toy one. The one that picks up the dirt, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The sand. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, those seem cool.
But I was on a real one, like, 2 weeks ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see that I would do. I would do in a heartbeat. But I just pick up everything.
Yeah, it was actually really fun.
It looks fun.
So when you're done at the post office, you... go and do comedy?
Yes, I go do comedy and I go complain about my coworkers a lot, where I'm trying to get more into that, where like I'll talk smack about people I work with, which is funny because they always tell me like, don't talk about me at when you're doing your jokes, and I'm like, I'll never talk about you guys, are lame, you guys are dumb. And then there I am like, yeah, so stupid Alex today, guys. He got on my nerves.
And has any of them shown up at your show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have. Yeah.
Have you talked to them or talked about them and then they were there? Or?
No, that actually hasn't happened yet. But it is funny, though, when I'm talking about somebody and they know who I'm talking about. Because they'll laugh before I even get to the punchline. Because they already know pretty much what I'm going to say.
Where do you usually perform?
I perform throughout Vegas. I'm at Wise Guys a lot. And I'm also at this place called Three Sheets. But I'm this next year especially, I got plans to broaden my horizons and go to a couple more areas. I want to perform in Arizona, actually. That's like a goal I set for myself for next year, which I haven't done yet.
Where else would you like to perform?
I would like to perform more in California too, because I've performed there a lot too. I have a lot of family and friends out there, so that's cool. And they always like to come. They always ask me too, like, when are you coming out? But other than that, I would like to go like more north. Maybe even like Canada. That would be cool. I would love to do comedy up there.
You should.
I want to see what your guys' comedians like. What kind of, you know what I mean? Like, what kind of humor lands up there? Like, I'm so curious.
I'm pretty sure it's like similar, right?
I would imagine. I mean, you guys have forklifts like we do, so that's good. That's a good start.
And like, I went to LA Comedy Club and the Wise Guys, and I laughed at all the jokes. So,
yeah, both good places.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And why Arizona? Why do you want to perform there?
You know, I've heard good things from other comics that I know that have been there, and also I have family out there too, so I know I'll be able to get some more people, some more butts in the seats that way too.
Well, if you're in Canada, Vancouver area, I'll be there.
Yes, another butt in the seat. I actually would like to do that. Mm-hmm. Because I'm curious how my dumb little jokes would work over there.
So which ones?
My dumb little jokes about my kids and, you know.
Oh, yeah. And, I'm sure, like, people have little kids up here.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure they would. but, yeah, no, I definitely would love to do that.
Okay.
The end of this month, I'm doing a comedy show actually on top of a rooftop, which is going to be new.
Cool.
I've never done that, which is I'm excited for that. And that'll be in my Instagram if anyone's curious about that.
So you're going to like feel like you're like part of the Beatles in a way?
Yes. I'll probably have a bowl cut for sure.
And you'll be on the rooftop and the police are going to be chasing you?
Oh, that's my dream. That's my comedy dream, actually. And I just end up there just telling jokes, being like a beetle.
You should take a lot of pictures, yeah.
I definitely am. But yeah, I'm excited for that one, actually.
Don't you do like a show and it's something about like citrus and a flower or something?
Oh yeah, actually that show that I'm talking about, it's gonna be a citrus and flower show. And we're calling it Citrus and Flowers Comedy. Boom, that's brilliant, right?
That's the name?
Yeah, that's the name. It's gonna be Citrus and Flowers.
I like it.
Yeah, thank you. It took us a long time to come up with. And me and my buddy Anthony, shout out to Anthony. He's my comedy partner in crime. And I feel like I was gonna tell you something, but
citrus and flowers. It reminds me of a bath bomb.
Yeah, right? It's like feels like fresh, like airy for sure.
Yeah. If you think about it, just tell me later on.
Yeah, I will. I'm like, so I went outside to record this.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, it's going to be too loud in here. So I'm like, let me just go in the car or whatever for a little bit. And as soon as I get out, these like little kids just start running by me. I'm like, oh, great. Like it's
I hear them. That's funny.
Yeah, I'm like, it's like 10:30. Like, why are these kids?
Oh yeah, running? They should be in bed.
Yeah, for reals. Like, you guys are ruining my podcast right now.
No, it's fine. Isn't it like really, it's not cold out there?
It's not too bad. It's it was actually really cold yesterday, but today it's not bad.
It's pretty cold here.
Oh, is it snowing there yet? It is, right?
It snowed a little bit, but it went away. Like, it was, yeah. Someone actually, like, built a snowman, like, oh, 2 days ago. Cool.
Was it, like, a dirt snowman? You know, like, sometimes the snow doesn't, it's not all the way, so it still has, like, the dirt on it.
Yeah, it had, like, the dirt and the leaves, and,
like, a rough snowman.
Yeah, I put the picture up on my podcast page.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's cool. I wish it would snow here. I heard it snowed here like 20 years ago. And it never happened again.
It never happened again?
Yeah. Which would have been crazy if you think about it. Like Vegas with like all kinds of snow everywhere.
Did you always live in Vegas?
No, I've only been in Vegas for like 5 years.
Where were you born?
California. Yeah, I actually came from California. In the San Fernando Valley in a place called Pacoima. Which is like a horrible neighborhood. No, it's good now. And they've made like a lot of strides to like, you know, not have it so crime written and like it was pretty bad. Like I remember because they had like a lot of gangs at like the time that I was growing up there.
Yeah.
And you had to watch what you wore. And I would forget that because sometimes like even like I wore it one time my cousin left a baseball hat there and it was like of the Pirates or something like that. And I walked outside and this girl hit me up, which it's if people don't know what hit up means, like when they tell you like, hey, where are you from? Like when they want to know if you're from a gang or something, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, like even women are like trying to like have gangs, like, you know, like trying to like get me with gang like affiliation. And like she was like, she literally was like, hey, where you from? I was like, excuse me. I'm like, I'm not from anywhere. I'm like, I am not a gangster. I don't know if you can tell this, but I am not a gangster.
And so if they ask where you're from, like they think you're in a gang?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh.
Pretty much, yeah. And when they ask you that, you're supposed to say, I don't bang. But I always forget to say that. So I just end up saying, like, I'm not from anywhere, which sounds even dumber. Like, but once I would say that, they would be like, okay, we get it. This guy's just, he probably doesn't go out much. He probably plays video games. And they're right. They're right. I just stick to that. That's how I got through Pacoima.
Okay, I'll remember that next time.
Yes. I don't bang. You just got to say that. I don't bang.
I don't bang. Okay.
Yeah. You got to say it like that too, okay?
Like what?
Again? You got to say it just like that too. I don't bang.
Say it again. I don't bang.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. When you were first on the podcast.
Yes.
We never met. And then correct. Now that you're on the podcast, we've met.
Yes, we have.
And you offered to pick us up at the airport, which was so nice of you.
I did. I was like, yeah. Well, I remember that day, like I knew I didn't have any plans or anything. I was like, well, I could pick you guys up. And I was actually like literally like maybe like 10 minutes away from the airport, if that.
Because you were just off work, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like I had just gotten off. I had nothing else to do. And I was, like, right there. Like, even my postal, like, where I work is, like, right across from the airport.
You're just going to tell everyone so they can show up if they...
Yeah, come on down.
Stop you.
Come on down, guys. You can hop on the forklift.
Okay, yeah, so...
Yeah, when... I remember I picked you up and what was I gonna say? I remember thinking like I couldn't, I don't know if I told you about In-N-Out or if you told me about In-N-Out. But I remember I wanted to take you there.
But the first thing is,
yeah,
we were so excited to meet each other and I gave you a hug.
Oh yeah.
Do I give good hugs?
Yes, you do give good hugs. I will co-sign on that. You give very good hugs. You gave me a hug like if you knew me like from a long time ago and you just saw me again, like I was an old friend type of hug. Like I felt it. You know?
That's what I like thought. Like when I met you, I was like, I feel like I know you.
Yeah. I kind of felt the same way too.
We were like talking for at least a year.
Yeah, at that point, yeah.
And then, yeah, that's how I, like, how I feel about other people, too. Like Freddie and Lizzie and...
Yeah. Like, you know, Hero, you definitely know a lot of my, like, a lot of my worries and, like, I know I've dumped a lot of personal, like, stuff on you. Like, hey, this is happening. Like,
yeah.
Don't make fun of me. But
you'll, like, update me on things and, like, yeah, I don't judge or anything.
No, which is why I actually, like, you know, that's why I feel like me and you got along really well. Even, like, just meeting each other. Because we, like, I know I don't have any judgments, like, and you're pretty much the same way. And it, you're, like, so easy to talk to. And, like, and then once that hook was there, it was like, okay, like, this is cool. Like, let's have some fun. Like, it felt like that. Like, right off the bat, like, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, and even, like, when you were driving, I looked over at you and I'm like, it's so weird that, like, this is the first time meeting you because I felt like I've met you before.
Yeah, that is a weird feeling. And I know I haven't had that feeling very often, maybe a couple times in life. But this was definitely one of those ones where I was like, hey, look, my buddy's here.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool.
You didn't come with us, but that, like, after you dropped us off, we went to Kelly and her boyfriend and I went to the LA Comedy Club, and that's when I met Freddie again for another time.
Right. Yeah, I think you told me.
Yeah, I forgot. It was John Polar Bear Gonzalez was performing there that night.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I saw Lizzie, and I also saw Freddie's mom. But I saw that Lizzie is she works at the LA Comedy Club. That's cool.
Yeah, she's there now. Yeah, they're shout out to both of them. They're killing it right now. I think, like, she has a YouTube channel, and, like, every time I see them, like, their channels are, like, getting, like, more detailed, and, like, I'm like, oh wow, they're, like, taking off. I'm like, that's so cool.
Yeah,
it's cool to see someone that you know doing things like that, because you're like, because I remember, like, I was telling my kids, like, look, I know this guy, like, I know Freddie, like, he's on this, he just was on Skankfest too, the festival.
Yeah,
which was so cool. I was like, look, I know this guy. And my kids are like, all right, whatever.
I was just listening to his podcast today, because he's the one that got me into podcasting. He, like, told me I should podcast, so I listened. And Antisocial Butterfly is Lizzie's podcast, and then Thanks for the Invite podcast is Freddie's. And they're both on YouTube now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is cool.
It's pretty cool. Are you thinking
about... When are you going to be on YouTube? I feel like you should have a YouTube. For sure.
I don't know. I'm, like, a little shy. Camera shy. And I feel like I was just on David Nunes's podcast, Mindless Digital. I was a guest. It's called Harder to Impress.
Yes. I Did actually you listen heard that. To that? I heard that one, too.
So... I explained why I don't want to be on video.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
And that you like Mexicans. you get along really well with Mexicans.
Yeah, and yeah.
Which is something like that. It was something like that. Yeah. It was
a good one. No, he was like, why do you have all these, like, Hispanic friends? And I'm like, I don't know, I didn't do it on purpose.
Like, I didn't target them.
Yeah, it's not like I, like, go up and, like, find out they're Hispanic and be like, do you want to be friends with me?
Right. Well, you definitely didn't get it from my name. You were like, Chris Spring, for sure, that guy's Mexican.
Really? Is it? I don't even know.
No, it's not. It's not.
Oh, is that your real name?
It is my real name, actually.
Where's Spring from?
Well, my dad is, like, half Native American and, like, half Mexican. Yeah. But he kept the name, like, well, because his dad, obviously. Like his side of the family's deep from Mexico, but they've been here for like a long time. My dad, from my dad's side, I'm probably like fourth. Hold on, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I'm like fourth generation American. And my mom's like, I'm like first generation.
I have some American family, but I don't really talk to them.
Yeah. Are they far? Are they estranged? Is that what it is?
No, like there's a few in like Tacoma, and then apparently I have family in Arkansas.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's deep in America.
Oh, in California too.
Okay. Okay. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Not in Pacoima, I hope.
No. I don't know, actually.
That would be crazy if you did, though. That would explain why you like Mexicans. You'd be like,
we could be related.
Imagine. And we're back.
And we're back. That's what Freddie says. Anyways, I won't call
you. I hope you guys like the commercials.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of commercials would you have if you had commercials?
What kind of commercials would I have if I had commercials?
Yeah, like if somebody commercial? No, so, and it would have to be something that you like either believe in or like that goes with your what you think your show is. Like, what would you say?
Oh wow. What I believe in.
Mm-hmm.
It would
it couldn't be like bath bombs, because you already do bath bombs.
Oh. Hmm. I believe in enjoying life and
true,
being kind to people, and let's see, yeah.
So,
what kind of commercial would that be?
Drugs. I think it's drugs.
I was thinking alcohol.
Pretty well, close, right?
Depends what kind of alcohol, because some people might drink it and not be nice to people.
That's true. So it has to be something like maybe bubbly even? What do you think? Like a wine, maybe a champagne? No, that's too fancy, huh?
No, champagne.
Okay, okay. What are you thinking? Like a red, like a white?
A red champagne?
That's anyway, I guess that's wine, huh? You could tell I don't drink wine at all.
I can always color it because I have like bath bomb coloring.
That would be, that would be more on brand for you. That would be good. That would be good. That would actually be pretty. I think you just found a new product. What would you call it?
Bubbly by Bombtastic.
I love it. Guys, put your orders in. Mm-hmm. We'll be right back.
And that was the commercial.
that's the commercial. You talking about the commercial was the. I love it. It's groundbreaking.
What would your commercial be?
Me, for sure, it would be AARP, and
an RB?
AARP, which is like a group for like senior citizens. And it'll probably be for hearing aids, for sure.
Why?
Because I have the worst hearing ever.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. I probably say, wait, what? Like, more times in a day than, like, a regular person my age should be saying.
I don't think I ever heard you say that to me.
Yes. Well, yes, true. Well, you know what? Maybe it's because where I work, it's really loud.
Okay, close your eyes.
Okay, I'm closing my eyes.
Now, you're in a senior citizen home.
Yes.
And they have the hearing aids on.
Okay.
What are they doing right now?
Nasty things. All I hear is like, eating and like mouths open, and I'm like, turn that down, guys. What are you guys doing right now?
That's funny because I pictured an old lady and an old man,
yeah,
relaxing in like a lounge chair, watching okay. TV very quietly because their hearing aids work so well.
See, that's why your commercials are better than my commercials. My commercials are a little bit more graphic. But I'm glad I didn't go like sexual with it, which I could have done that, but I was like, nah, we'll just talk about food.
Yeah, I thought you were about to like at the beginning, but then I'm like, oh, okay, where are we going?
That's what I like to do. Just keep them guessing.
Okay, so you dropped us off and then like 2 days later, I think you hung out with us.
Yeah. Yeah, when you got, yes, I remember.
We were going to the Wise Guys Comedy Club that night on my birthday.
Yes. And
I had spent the day at the pool drinking with Kelly and her boyfriend. And,
oh, yeah, and you messaged me and you were like, we were at the pool and you were like, we were going to go to, go to Wise Guys today. And I think you had told me you were hungry too.
I was very hungry.
Yeah, I remember that.
And where did you take me?
I was like, let's go to In-N-Out. Because, like, I don't know where it came out in our conversations from prior. But I remember you said you hadn't gone there yet. So I remember thinking, like, oh, I want to take her to In-N-Out to see what you thought of it. And
because you were telling me about the burger that is like, what's it called? It's like a monster burger.
Oh, like a 4x4? Oh no, animal style.
Animal style.
Yes, and you were like totally like a deer in headlights. You were like, what? Like, what is that? Like, I couldn't even explain it to you.
So I have 70% of my listeners are American. And I think 25% Canadian, and then the other German and Irish and other. And then, can you explain to the Canadians what an animal style is, or any of the other countries? Hello.
And then there we are. You know, this whole time, until you messaged me, I kept talking on and on about the In-N-Out burger.
Okay. So, commercial break.
We're back.
People are at the, I was going to say funeral home. The what do you call it? The hearing aid home?
Yeah.
They're relaxing, watching TV. Anyways. Yes.
And the commercial for In-N-Out comes out.
Commercial In-N-Out comes out. The animal burger. Anyways. Animal style. When it was like not working, uh-huh, I was just like imagining you just talking this whole time. And I'm like, I'm just going to end the recording so he gets the hint in case.
You know what's funny is I was talking that whole time. And
oh my God.
And so you sent me another like link. Yeah. And I was like, oh, like she's like not even there. Okay. Cool. I'm just talking to talk.
Yeah, because I was like, I bet he's talking. And because you didn't read my message where I'm like, I can't hear anything.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I'm just going to end the recording. And then so you like know. It's funny.
Yell at the kids out here again. I'm trying to record here. You're not even paying. Like, you're not even there.
That's funny.
Yeah, but so I'm trying to think like where I should start because I don't know. Okay. What you got.
Well, no, I didn't get anything. I was just saying I have 70% Americans, but like I think like 30 or 20% Canadians and other countries listening. And can you explain what animal style is at In-N-Out Burger? Place.
Okay, so basically animal style is where they go crazy with like pretty much every topping they have in In-N-Out. Like they just put it in a burger. And that's like their house dressing mix, like pickles, they'll throw grilled onions in there, more cheese. And everything they have in the store, they pretty much throw inside of the burger. And it's delicious. It doesn't sound like it is, but it is actually really, really good. But it's just like, I think it's like a million calories. Like, it's really bad for you, for sure. Like, if you eat two, you're going to get a heart attack. I'm pretty sure. I mean, maybe not legally, but like, it's pretty bad. But they're so good. And you can also do it with like the fries. And that is really good. That's a part of their secret menu, which I always thought was fun that they had a secret menu, because they have different things on there that are like, you can order if you know, or if you like pretty much Google it, like you can find like the secret menu. It's not hard to find. But it's just variations of like the burgers that they sell there.
The secret menu is the animal.
Animal style. Yeah. Animal style is a part of it. There's a thing called the Flying Dutchman, which I don't know if you, what do you think the Flying Dutchman is? I want to know what you would think a Flying Dutchman is.
A Flying Dutchman. I would think it is, I've been to, Holland.
Uh-huh.
And I would think it is, oh, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you what the burger there is. So it's two pieces of cheese in between two meat patties. Why that's called a Flying Dutchman, I have no idea.
Hmm.
So it's literally like just a double cheeseburger with no bun.
Well, we have friends from In-N-Out Las Vegas, so we can ask them.
You have friends.
Still follow me on Instagram. Yeah, we were in the lineup or the drive-thru. Mm-hmm. And I was so, do you remember how excited I was to try In-N-Out?
I remember, yeah, you were very excited. But you were so excited, it was kind of getting me excited. So a part of me was like, man, they better not mess this up.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted it to be live up to the hype that you had in your head.
And then that gentleman was at the. Okay, wait. You ordered at the menu.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then the gentleman was taking your money, or my money, my Visa, uh-huh. Whatever. I don't know. And did I ask you to tell him it was my first time?
No, I think you just said it. I think
because I was so excited.
Yeah, because you were so excited. You're like, it's my first time. And then they got excited.
Yeah, because I was like, this is my first time at the In-N-Out. And then he's like, and I'm like, can I take your picture? And he's like, what?
Yeah, because at first he was like scared. Like, I don't know about scared, but maybe like you caught him off guard for sure. Where he was probably like, what do you mean this is your first time? But then you were like, no, I'm from Canada. And then they got it. They were like, oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and then he smiled. And then mm-hmm. I'm like, thank you so much. And then we go to the next window. And this girl, she's like, really nice. They were all really nice. And then somehow I brought up that I have a podcast.
That's right.
And she was like telling the other coworkers that I have a podcast and she's from Canada.
You like immediately became like a star to them. I remember like she right away she was like, do you want stickers? Like she wanted to offer you, like, you remember getting the stickers?
Yeah.
And they were
like really nice stickers. They were like scratch and sniff.
Yeah, which I thought was like kind of a cool little thing too. I'm like, first of all, I know you like stickers, and but to have it scratch and sniff, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, but do you remember what else they gave me?
Oh, the hat?
Yeah, they gave me a hat.
The hat was cool.
But yeah, they were really nice. I was just really excited. And then I guess like when you're like, well, if you're with the right people, when you're like happy and excited, it will like
rub off
a little bit.
They were like so hyped to have you there. Like after a while, I was like, man, I should come back to this In and Out again to like to see like if the employees remembered me at all.
Yeah.
Like, you remember me, guys? I was with the Canadian girl. Like,
I do still have them on Instagram. But yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah. It was funny how excited everyone was that just that one little interaction.
Yeah, she was just like calling the, like telling the other coworkers, like, hey, this girl is from Canada.
And they were just amazed by it.
Yeah. And those stickers I actually ended up giving to my nieces and they loved them. Cool. Yeah. They had fun. Yeah.
The other day, no, I messaged mm-hmm. you and I told you that I went back to In-N-Out, and I was like, you were like, I said hi, and I was like, you got it, and you, I did.
Oh,
I,
my like, God.
I was like, yeah. Hey guys, Alisa is hi, and if you guys have any more stickers, and they gave me the stickers without even like questioning. They're like, oh, okay, cool. Like they for sure didn't remember you.
Yeah, but. Because you went to a different In-N-Out.
True. I should have went to the same one.
Oh my God.
But I did tell them you said hi though.
Yeah, but I thought you were at the same In-N-Out.
No, that was too far. It was too far.
I was like really excited. I'm like, oh, you're going to the same place, but you went to a different one. I'm like, well, obviously they wouldn't remember me.
No, but it's still funny that I just pretended like they did.
That's pretty funny. Actually, yeah. You should have recorded it.
You know what? I should have. That would have been a good commercial right here.
Just boom, go to all the internet.
Yeah, I'm just gonna scream your name and act like I'm looking for you. That's what I'm gonna do.
Oh yeah, because I gave her some podcast stickers. That's why.
That's right. Yeah, you guys exchanged stickers.
Yeah. And I remember the burger was okay. Like I don't remember it being like awful, but
no,
I'm pretty sure that's why Kelly had food poisoning.
Because of the burger? Oh, yeah. That's hilarious.
Because the next day, Kelly and Babak didn't go out. And then I hung out with Adam Dominguez and he was really nice. He like took me to the Dirty 1230.
Oh, that's a fun show. Yeah.
And you know what's funny is shout out Spiro in that show on Instagram. We were at the Dirty 12 at 12:30 and I'm like just looking around like, wow, this is a big area. Big casino, big audience. And then they're sure. like, yeah, and then they're like, and we have Spiro. And I'm like, what? Spiro?
Oh, like it was, you didn't realize he was on the show.
No.
Oh, like, yeah.
What the fuck? That's crazy. Adam took me to the Nerd Bar. I went to the Nerd Bar the year before, too. That was fun.
Yeah, the Nerd Bar is pretty cool. They have so many trippy things in there.
Yeah, I had I have a picture of me on the unicorn.
Oh, okay.
And the year before, I had a picture with that Jabberwocky.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen that picture.
Yeah. But, yeah, that was fun. Anyways, so after the In-N-Out, we drove back to the Strat. And we were holding our In-N-Out. And then the Strat worker in the parking lot was like, did you get that for me?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wasn't he a cop?
Was he a cop?
I think so.
Probably.
Which, yeah. I think it was. He was a cop.
I mean, I just remember thinking like, wait, don't tell the cop that. I don't know why. Like it mattered, but.
What did I tell him?
No, just that. You're like, no. You're like, but you said it in a way that it was like, you, for a second, I thought you were mad. You're like, no.
Didn't I offer him fries?
I think that was somebody else.
You offered fries like
two people your fries.
On the way back to the hotel?
Yeah.
Oh. But not to the cop.
No. I think you were like offended you saw the cop.
I think I offered him French fries.
It might have been the cop.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Chris.
Yeah.
We ate really fast and then we went to the Wise Guys Comedy Club.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Because we were like already getting close to the showtime.
And we saw
Polar Bear.
John Polar Bear Gonzalez, all the way from Austin, Texas.
He was funny.
He was funny.
Yeah. Even his opener, which I hate that I'm forgetting his name, but that guy was funny too. I was like, man, these guys are hilarious.
Aaron.
I don't know his last name though. You remember his last name?
Suarez.
Was it? Shout out to you, Aaron.
Wait. Let me check. I wonder if it's still going to record if I check. I have him on Instagram.
Oh, okay. When I tried to check the secret menu, I think that's when I lost the connection.
Yeah, is Aaron and then S-U. Okay, his Instagram is AARON _ SUAREZ _ comedy.
Yeah, go follow those guys, guys. All those guys.
How do you say his last name?
Oh, I wasn't even going to try. And it probably is like, wait, say it one more time.
SAUREZ.
SAURE. Yeah, Suarez, right?
Suarez.
You know what? Edit that whole part out. I don't. I'm bad at spelling. You can't just put me on the spot like that.
Okay. And then we had that other guy that was with Polar Bear. Who was he? No, I'm editing this part out so you can say Aaron Suarez.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Aaron and then, Suarez. Yeah,
we watched Polar Bear and then who else?
And Aaron. Aaron S. I'm not going to remember his last name.
Suarez.
Suarez. Okay, one more time. One more time.
Oh, fuck off. Okay.
You should just leave all this in. That would be hilarious, too.
Okay. I just said fuck off.
That's even better.
Okay, maybe. Okay. And
Aaron Suarez.
Yeah, that one.
Okay, I'm practicing.
I give up.
Well, anyways, he was funny. That guy was funny, though.
Yeah. And Freddie, of course.
Oh, yeah, Freddie. Freddie was the host. He killed it.
So I got him a birthday sash and it says it's my birthday. And then we got a picture together. I put it on my my Instagram because mine said birthday girl.
That's right. Yep.
Kelly bought that for me and then I bought Freddy's. They're both from Walgreens on the strip. Right across from the Strat.
He's like, I've seen that before.
Yeah,
that's right. It was both of your birthdays, and you got all kinds of stripper money that day too.
I did. I picked up Polar Bear's stripper money.
Yeah, they asked her to. It's not like she was just like, oh, somebody dropped money here.
Well, they asked me to, and then some guy that worked there thought I was just picking it up.
Yeah, I remember that.
And then we walked across the street, and do you remember the bar we went to?
Oh my God, I can't be, I'm forgetting the name. Iron Horse, something like that.
And it was a really good time there.
Oh, that's where we did the karaoke. Yeah, that was fun.
Where I filmed it and you guys did the karaoke.
Yeah, but you hyped us up, so I feel like...
Did I?
Yeah, well, I didn't want to do it, but you were like, come on. And then after a while, I was like, okay, let me just do it.
Oh, that was such a good night.
Yeah, that was
like dancing, and I like never dance, so, you know, I'm having a good time.
Yeah, you were having a great time. Mm-hmm. I liked how when we got there, like it was fun and everything, but like everyone there was really good singers. I was like, wow, they have such nice voices here.
Yeah.
You go to karaoke and a lot of times it's people who are not that great, which is kind of fun. It sometimes that's funner.
Mm-hmm.
Cause then you're like, oh, I could definitely do this. But then like everyone there was like, oh wow, you should not even be performing here. Like you should be in the strip somewhere.
Yeah.
Singing a show.
I'm pretty sure like our friend or like my friend that night, she was on American Idol.
Oh, you know what? That makes sense. Because, mm-hmm. Yeah, they were that good. And I just remember feeling so like, all right, so we're going to be the ones to be like, kind of like the outsiders. But it was fun, though. I mean, and at the end of it, like, everyone else was like jumping in with us, also mm-hmm. dancing. That was a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah. Did we ever send you the video?
Yeah, you sent it to me later. Yeah, that's right. Mm-hmm. Which I still can't believe you got me to do it. Because I remember thinking, like, I'm definitely not doing that. Next thing you know, there I am singing Backstreet Boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like that bar.
Yeah, it's a super cool bar. I usually go there before I go to Wise Guys because they have the beer that I like.
And when you go to the washroom, you see my sticker?
Yeah. I it's not in the girls anymore. I know that. Because I asked someone to check for me. I didn't just walk into the... Is it still here? But in the guys' bathroom, it's still there.
They took it off in the girls' washroom?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why?
Girls are haters.
You know, I'm going to send you another one and you're going to go in there and put it back on.
I am. I'm going to be like, you know what? These bitches need to leave my friends' things alone. And I'll let them know. Don't even worry about it. I got you. I got you, homie.
I think that one was like near the front though. So like, I bet like.
Like maybe it just ripped off or something. Like it could have been an accident.
Yeah. I know. I feel like. Yeah, because the one in the men's, it was like near the back.
Yeah, it's so sturdy there.
Yeah,
good placement. It's a good placement.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Chris.
Yes.
Where does the thought go when it's forgotten?
You know, that's really interesting that you say that because it goes to commercials and somebody picks it out and I don't know where thoughts go. Where okay. do thoughts go?
Close your eyes. Just,
my eyes are closed.
Think about a place that is relaxing.
Okay.
Think about a place that you'd want to be right now.
Got it.
Where is it?
The beach, but in the daytime.
In the daytime?
Yeah, not at nighttime. It's too cold.
What are you laying on?
A big old towel.
Like an old towel or like a new towel?
No, like a new towel. Like a beach towel. You know, like the ridiculously big towels?
Yeah.
Yeah. And a nice furry one.
What are you feeling right now?
The sand.
On your feet?
Yep.
So you're on the edge of the big towel because the big towel is pretty big.
It's pretty big, but I got my foot on the side of it.
So you're in the corner.
Yeah. I'm definitely in the corner.
Who are you with?
I'm with you.
With me?
Yeah, you're there.
Why am I there?
Because I need somebody to to laugh with. to drink this bottle of bubbly, bombastic wine champagne.
That's such a good idea.
Right? Mm-hmm. I thought so. And we could make fun of the people as they walk by. I think that would be fun.
Who's walking by right now?
Somebody in a In-N-Out hat. and some kids for some reason.
For some reason.
And I'm like, what are you kids doing here? Get out of here. There's no place for you. You guys belong in a parking lot.
The person with the In-N-Out hat, are they handing out burgers or what are they doing?
No, they're humble bragging that they were just at In-N-Out.
With an In-N-Out hat.
And because they're eating animal style fries. And we're like, whatever. Like, we have friends there. So you guys, you guys don't even know.
All right.
And it's fun.
So is the beach in Las Vegas?
The beach is in California, actually.
I meant like the Hoover. What is it? The Hoover Dam?
The Hoover Dam. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it would be in Lake Mead.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Is that Hoover Dam?
I think it connects to it.
Mm-hmm. I've been there before.
Yeah, it's so low, like the water level. It's kind of scary.
Yeah, I heard about that.
yeah. For sure, we're all going to have to move at some point.
Yeah.
But until then, yeah, it's going to be a nice beach day. And I feel relaxed. Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
And hopefully you can show me one of your burger places in Canada. When I go.
Burger places?
Yeah. Like, your version of In-N-Out.
We have like Wendy's, McDonald's.
No, I have that too.
Yeah. A&W.
You guys don't have, well, your burger place. I mean, your place is pretty.
A&W.
A&W's pretty good.
I don't know.
We have an A&W here.
We have a lot of sushi.
And Boulder. Oh, really? I didn't know you guys. Are you guys big on seafood over there?
There's like, yeah. There's like just a block away. Maybe like a few blocks down, there's like 5 different sushi places.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Do you guys have ceviche?
I don't know.
I'll have to look that up. But yeah, you definitely have to show me around.
What is your go-to pickup line?
You mean to women?
Mm-hmm. No, to anyone.
That's a stupid thing to say. Edit that out. let's see.
It could be anyone you're into.
It's women. It's women. Let's get this straight. It is women.
I'm not editing.
I'm not. I don't think I use pickup lines, to be honest with you.
So if you saw like someone that you admired.
Mm-hmm. That I was like, damn, who's that?
What would you say to them?
Oh, I think I'm more direct. So I'd be like, hello? Hi, my name is Chris. I'm sorry, what's your name? And then once they tell me, I go, what's your friend's name over there? What's her name? Can you tell her that I like her?
Wait. But, so you'd go up to the girl that you like?
I'd go up to her friend and say, hey, so what's her story? She's got a man or what?
Oh, yeah.
No, I would go up to the girl. I'm kidding. I definitely would go up to the girl. But I wouldn't try a pickup line. I would just be like, hey, how you doing? Like, would you care to grab a drink? Or
you usually do that?
No. But I would, though, is what I'm saying. I would. Mm-hmm. I would. I think that's why, like, I do, like, the dating apps, right? Yeah. But it's a little bit easier because it's, like, through text that's, like, you know, there's no... Because you're both there for the same thing, you know?
What are they there for?
To meet people, you know?
Oh.
But I've done it in a bar setting before.
Mm-hmm.
But even then, I'm just like straight up like, hey, how you doing? Like I try to start a conversation or whatever. And yeah. Wait, what's your pickup line? What's your go-to?
My latest one?
Oh, you got, okay. What's your latest one?
Well, no, I just mean the latest one.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
Like the last one.
Yes.
I was walking out of a bar.
Uh-huh.
And then as I was walking out, I saw someone. And then I looked at to see if they were sitting with anyone, and they weren't.
Okay.
So I was like, hi, are you single? And then I said, hold on. He's like, okay. And I get my bath bomb card out. And uh-huh. I'm like, here you go. I have to go now. And he's like, oh, why do you have to go? And I'm like, I just have to go. And then I left.
Okay, I like that. I actually like that. Because you didn't let him saying that he wasn't single stop you from being like, you know, like cool. I mean, you did like pretty much just leave right after, but that's not
something. No, he said he was single.
Oh, he did say he was single.
I told
you I couldn't hear.
But yeah, I had to go to a funeral the next day, so I'm like, I have to go home.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Anyways. Right.
See, that's why I can't hear, so I. But I would just assume she said she's not single. And I'll be like, okay, cool.
One more question.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. I have like a couple more. Is that okay?
Of course.
If you were a vitamin, which one would you be?
I would definitely be vitamin C.
Kelly guessed that you'd be vitamin D.
Like sunshine? Maybe.
Yeah.
I could see that. I could see
Why vitamin C?
Because I'm citrusy.
All right. Citrus and flowers.
That's right.
So Kelly citrus has a question flowers. For you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
What? Hit me, Kelly. What do you like about yourself? What do you like about yourself?
And I feel like people would like be like, yeah, that's Chris. I stay positive for the most part. I mean, don't get me wrong, I get sad too or whatever, but or angry too. But I always go back. I feel like my base is like happy. And I like that about myself.
You know what? I like that too.
Yeah. Yeah. Even like when I wake up, like I've been told that I wake up smiling like a lot. And I feel like I do.
Aww.
And it's not like a made up thing. Like, no, I literally wake up like, hey, like, hey guys, we did it. We're alive still, you know, like,
yeah.
And it's a feeling that I'm very grateful that I have it. I don't know why I have it, but my mom said that when I was born, because you know how like I'm a twin, right?
Yeah.
Well, that my twin brother was immediately crying, but that when I came out, that I was smiling from the moment that I came out.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, which I always thought was kind of cool. But
that's really cool.
Yeah.
I noticed that about you. Like, you were very calm and just, like, positive. And we do talk a lot about different things.
Yeah.
When we're not on the podcast, and you're always, like, positive.
Yeah. It's like, why not be positive? I think mm-hmm. That's why me and you are, like, eye to eye, you know? Like,
yeah.
Because you're, like, why? You're also, like, why not be positive? Why not have a good time? Why not, like, you know what I mean? Have fun or enjoy life. Like, I can't imagine these people that are walking around just angry all the time. Like, that seems so exhausting to me. Yeah. Like, oh, that sounds like so much work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm getting tired even thinking about these people like that.
Yeah. I'm about to yawn right now. But yeah, no, I remember we were talking about, like, so we had a deep conversation, and even at the time, like I can't, like, I'm not, like, happy 100%, but you've talked to me during some dark times, and you've said some things where you kind of, you've been through the same situation that I was talking about. And you were just so positive, like, you were so optimistic, and that got me thinking, like, I should be like that too. So I think you should continue just being you, because,
that's why I'm vitamin C. Like, it just makes sense.
Thank you, Kelly, for that question.
Yes, thank you, Kelly.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you. Also, do you listen to any, like, podcast or music when you're, like, trying to relax, or, like, when you say that, like, when you're down, what do you do?
Oh, when I'm down, I actually listen to music, and sometimes I'll listen to podcasts. To just to kind of switch up my thought, you know,
because
if I'm, like, down, it's usually because I'm thinking of something sad or whatever. But I feel like music can, like, change your whole attitude, which is kind of cool if you think about it, because just pick music that makes you get in a good mood. So I generally try to do that. And then either that, or, like, I'll listen to a podcast where I know I'm going to laugh, or I'm going to think about something. Like, it's going to make me think.
Yeah.
That's what I'll, that's my go-tos.
What's a good podcast to listen to?
This one.
You don't have to.
This one. No, no, seriously. It's this one.
Aww.
I told you I like your bluntness.
My bluntness.
Yeah, like, you. How, yeah, that's blunt? What I love about you, because sometimes, and I think that's honestly, like, one of the things that I love about talking to you is, like, I know I can tell you anything, and you're just gonna tell me whatever you're thinking. And 9 times out of 10 is, like, it, first of all, it's funny, and then secondly, it's like, you're, like, you cut through, like, because I feel like a lot of people will tell you things they think you want to hear.
Like, bullshit?
Yeah. Or it's sometimes not even that. Maybe they're just having, like they're not used to being so direct. But you're, like, more like, well, that's stupid, because what about this? Or whatever. Like, you go straight to... And then I always go, like, yeah, you're right. Like, yeah, wait a minute. Yeah, you're right. So I think...
Stop beating around the bush and just go right through it.
Yeah. Which I appreciate.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Wait,
did I answer the question? I already, I totally forgot the question.
Oh, do you listen to podcasts?
Oh, yeah, this podcast. That's why I like your podcast, because you're direct.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Can I just give out some shout-outs?
Please.
It's funny you say the podcast, because Travis, he used to do it every week. Now he does it bi-weekly. And he is the music at the beginning of my podcast?
Yes.
He's the one who, like, I don't know how to do that. Like, I don't know how to upload the music to my phone or anything, like, and like put it on the Anchor. Uh-huh. But he's able to do that for me. So he does that with his work email, and that's pretty cool. So shout out to It's Funny You Say the podcast. Also, nice. David Nunes, because I was just a guest on his podcast. Check his latest podcast out. I think it's the latest one. It's called Harder to Impress, because my last name is Harder. And to impress, well, you'll have to listen to the podcast for that. And then there's, of course, Freddie Correa and Lizzie Correa. And what other podcast is there? There's What Can Go Wrong podcast. They have a podcast every Saturday. There's Strictly Beloved with Dino Archie and Marito Lopez. And they live in Vancouver. And I'm going to their comedy show in January.
Oh, that's cool.
I actually bought 8 tickets yesterday, but luckily, like, my friends paid me back. So, yeah. Believe it or not, I have 8 friends. Well,
I do believe it.
7, because including me.
Yes. You can count yourself.
Yeah. And Chicanoish podcast. It is a podcast from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And I think that's it for now.
Nice. Chicanoish, Wisconsin. I didn't know we had Mexicans out there.
So the dad, he and the mom, they grew up in California.
Uh-huh.
And then they moved to Wisconsin.
Ah, okay. Yeah, makes sense.
And they have 2 kids. And then they do a podcast together.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure there's Mexicans everywhere. There's no, Mexicans for sure. In Canada.
What? We made it all the way up there?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
I have a lot of Mexican friends here.
Oh, cool. Heck mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. I want to have a podcast with my brother.
You should. What would you call it?
We used to.
Did you?
Yeah.
Two is better than one?
That's actually not a bad name. I like that. I might steal that from you right now.
Two is better than one. Yeah.
I like that. Two is better than one.
Or what was that Juicy Fruit commercial? Oh, this is very old. And they're like... double the pleasure, double the fun.
Oh, yeah.
Double the pleasure, double the fun.
Yeah.
Or two becomes one from the Spice Girls.
It's definitely not going to be that.
Two Speaking will not of be us, one. Spice Girls, you guys played karaoke and you guys played Backstreet Boys?
Yeah, Backstreet Boys.
I want it that way, I think.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You are my fire. See? I should stick to
the one.
And,
the one desire.
Yeah, uh-huh. One desire. And a beach on Lake Mead.
Yeah.
With a big ass blanket or towel. I don't know.
Right, with your feet sticking out.
Yeah, that sounds comfortable to me. I don't know why.
By the way, I saw my first desert lightning show.
Oh, that's right.
August 18th, 2022.
That's right.
It was in the McDonald's drive-thru.
Oh, that's right. Yep. And there was also some weirdos in that drive-thru.
What were they doing?
You know, crackhead stuff.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yelling at people that weren't there. Yelling at the cars. You know, basic Las Vegas stuff.
What is one crazy thing that happened in Vegas that you can think of?
Okay, you might have to edit out all the time that it's going to take me to think about this one. Let's see. I'm literally trying to think of a crazy. Oh, one time at a, I might have said this before, but I'll give the brief explanation. So one time at a comedy show, they called the ambulance because some guy passed out.
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out he didn't pass out. His girlfriend knocked him out.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And she was like, you know, take him. He's a punk ass bitch anyways. And everyone laughed, even the paramedics.
What?
Yeah. Which wow. I thought was like, oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
They're like, we'll save you, but wow, that's pretty bad.
That was by the McDonald's?
No, it wasn't by the McDonald's, but I mean, it had to be close to a McDonald's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or In-N-Out. No, that doesn't happen in In-N-Out. I take that back.
No, nothing bad happens at In-N-Out.
Thank you. Get your stickers there. Scratch and sniff. Tell them Melissa sent you. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. If you go to the In-N-Out in Vegas, they probably don't remember me, but try anyways.
Tell them that she said hi.
Yeah. Tell them I say hi. All right, Chris. Okay, where can we find you?
Oh, find me at Chris Spring Live. And that's everywhere on all social media and even my website, Chris Spring Live.
And if we want to catch a show in Vegas, where would we go?
Go to Chris Spring Live and you can definitely find where I'll be at next. Or, hit me up. You'll find me. I'm on dating apps. Like, you can find me. It's not that hard to find me.
Tinder,
In-N-Out, all of the major ones and not so major ones.
POF,
Target.com,
Christian Mingle,
Christian Farmers and Bagels,
Farmers Market,
and yeah. So, ladies, I'm single, so you know, If you want a guy who smiles right in the morning, I'm your guy.
You know, like, that would freak me out.
You know what? Edit that whole last part out.
No, I'm leaving that in.
Oh, damn it. Okay, fine.
Okay. Well, have a good night. Thank you so much for being on.
Of course. Anytime.
You're a friend forever.
That's right. Till the end.
Julianne, my friend.
Yeah, Julianne, my friend. I'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.